Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
And hi. Guess who's here? It's John speaking. Well, guess what? Welcome back. We're pleased to have you back for the Seeing the Divine, Level 5, Session 9, August 11th, 2020. Again, boy. We had another rough month, didn't we? This has been an unprecedented time period, and nobody has any history to pull from as any kind of a reference point. I know, and that's frustrating for everybody. We think the best way to approach what is happening is to slow everything down, find a centering, quiet space, so we don't get caught up in all this chaos. With all the smoke screens around us, it's very difficult to stay removed from direct contact with the day-to-day mess that we observe in the world. But we can do it. Now, a couple of announcements before we get started. We will have a Gridmaster call Sunday, August the 16th at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. We hope you all will join us in Metatron to hold the five-dimensional light templates and transmit it to all humanity. These are such chaotic times. You know, we can contribute to diminishing the fear and chaos by stably holding the fifth-dimensional light templates in our bodies and in our crucible and transmitting it fully into the Earth's energetic field as well as into the collective of all humans. Now, we will have a short opening discussion and channeling and then a silent group meditation after that on Sunday. We also ask for a volunteer to facilitate our September Gridmaster's Call, which will be held on the third Sunday of each month. We will need volunteers for each of the remaining months of the year, please. Now, as a reminder about the 2020 Light Conference, we invite everyone who is not registered to consider registering in the near future just for planning purposes. We would like to have as many members on our crucible participate, of course, in this event because it is so important. As you know, each conference was built on the previous conference. Each year, the energetics were expanded in ways that provided a life-altering state of consciousness. We are so excited about this year's conference, and we look forward to how we can create together in our crucible. All of the teachings this year have been in preparation for this event. Now, we will start off with a centering meditation with Archangel Gabriel, followed by a review of the last session, then we'll have a teaching from our Lords of Light. So, please take a deep breath and assist Joan in welcoming Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. As we meet this evening in this vast crucible of light that we have all co-created in these times of change of Earth, we meet with a specific purpose, and that is to expand the spirit consciousness in regards to the Merkaba field and the light body, and the importance of both of these for our human crucible participants to begin to grow and manifest an active light body. So I would like to discuss with you this evening, first of all, some of the foundational concepts of the Merkaba field or the Merkaba vehicle of light. As you all remember, that vehicle is a wonderful, expansive vehicle of light that has unlimited potential for you as individual divine expressions who occupy human form or a human body, as well as for light body. It is a perfect vehicle to feed that light body consciousness and fully align it with the divine source of your being. So I'd like to refresh your memory a little bit about taking you through the steps of that activation of the Merkaba light vehicle. Just to refresh the memory codes and begin to activate it step by step with precision, so it is vibrating at 100% light, and that you are firmly seated in that Merkaba vehicle, in your light body. As you will remember, the first star tetrahedron is composed of a masculine tetrahedron geometry as well as a feminine tetrahedron geometry. And in the spinning of those fields of light, of both tetrahedrons in counter-rotating fields, you create a spin mechanism that is very unifying and creates one stable, unified presence of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And as those two fields merge, it creates one magnificent androgyne field of light, regardless of the body gender that you occupy. You are in possession of a balanced masculine and feminine divine energy, spinning at 100% light. The next star tetrahedron that we will activate has to do with the Sacred Heart Center. It is composed of a beautiful white star tetrahedron. This luminous white star tetrahedron expands a consciousness in your sacred heart. The love and the unity that is present within you, it's that sacred heart consciousness that you begin to build and expand your light vehicle. This luminous white star tetrahedron is radiant. See its radiance as it spins and it spins in pure, undifferentiated light and so much more. View the white luminous star tetrahedron as being a little larger than the first star tetrahedron that we just created, so it can completely surround that star tetrahedron without touching it. Allow it to move in place in your personal field now. The white luminous star tetrahedron rotates as a complete unit, meaning that the top and the bottom fields rotate in the same direction. It will rotate in a clockwise direction, still not making contact with the first tetrahedron. Now give the command for it to begin to spin in a clockwise direction. Breathe in that energy in a circular breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And command the spin to begin to increase until it is at the same speed as the first star tetrahedron, at 100% the speed of light. That beautiful white star tetrahedron is spinning in a clockwise direction at 100% the speed of light, spinning and spinning and spinning. Once this beautiful, luminous white star tetrahedron has reached the velocity of 100% speed of light, allow the white star tetrahedron to merge totally and completely with the first star tetrahedron. As it merges, it will become the same size and it will spin on the same axis as the first star tetrahedron. Continue the spinning, allowing it to become stable. This white luminous star tetrahedron contains all colors, all sounds, and it brings unity consciousness to your personal field. It holds vaster levels of the Sacred Heart consciousness, of Christ consciousness. All is held in the unity of the element of love. Allow these two fields to continue to spin stably and coherently while the frequencies begin to integrate within you. Take a deep breath. You're still conscious of your Sacred Heart. Feel the expansion that's taking place in your Sacred Heart consciousness. Feel the unity that is there. Feel the love. Now another deep breath. Again, from the inside of your field, look to the outside. See another star tetrahedron, which is also made of pure, undifferentiated light. It is a very deep, deep purple. So radiant, unlike any color you have ever seen in the physical world. Allow it to surround the two-stage star tetrahedrons. being slightly larger so it doesn't touch the other spinning fields. This third star tetrahedron also spins as a complete unit, but in a counterclockwise direction. Begin to spin the third star tetrahedron in a counterclockwise direction, increasing that speed to 100% light. Once that speed has been reached, merge the third star tetrahedron totally and completely with the other two star tetrahedrons, becoming the same size and spinning on the same axis as the other two fields. Allow this complete unit to spin coherently and stably. Spinning, spinning, spinning in this beautiful field of light. This third star tetrahedron holds a state of vast consciousness. It is unlimited light. Unlimited in its energetic creative force of source. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now that these star tetrahedrons have merged into one cohesive vehicle of light, you will no longer have to think about the direction that any of them spins. Each field has its own intelligence and will operate as it should from your Sacred Heart consciousness. All three star tetrahedrons operate on the same axis. They are the same size, and they spin coherently at 100% the speed of light. They appear to be one star tetrahedron, but in fact, they are three levels, three states of consciousness that are interwoven into this vehicle and support the activation of your light body. It is the environment from which your light body functions in the world. Now take a deep breath. Now, let's bring a beautiful crystalline sphere of light and allow it to surround the entire field with all points of the three-level spinning star tetrahedrons, touching the inside of this sphere. The sphere doesn't spin. Does not spin. It remains stable. But it is very active, dynamic. It is a dynamic energetic field that has consciousness. The sphere does not spin, it remains stable. There is one more sphere of light. Now bring it around the first one. It too remains stable and does not spin. Create that sphere of light now. The two spheres do not merge, but they interface with each other. The consciousness of each operates in unity. The second sphere is very active. It holds the vast states of consciousness and relates to the vaster aspects of the third star tetrahedron, which relate to the source of all that is. Take a deep breath. Say hello to your expanded and upgraded fifth dimensional personal Merkaba light vehicle. This light vehicle not only assists all of the light body functions, but it provided the mobility that was needed to open the time locks each time you gathered at the Crystal Conference. It also provides the environment from which further explorations of the light body consciousness and all of its functions, all of its vast energetic components, and the capabilities that the light body provides for navigation in a world of form as soul, spirit, unified, completely, wholly, with the all that is. Another deep breath. It was important that we revisit the concepts and the building of your personal Merkaba light vehicle, so that you could refresh your memory, not only of its operation, not only of its perfected expression of 100% undifferentiated light, but so that you could begin to refresh your memory about the power and the love and the unity that it contains. Often, because of the chaotic nature of the physical life, you take for granted all of the unique aspects and energetics and lump them into a basic concept and tool to use to keep stably in play that fifth dimensional light template, which is wonderful in itself. But the power of that light vehicle is massive. And this will be explored this evening in the course of the teachings. So it was important that we set this field in an active, deliberate expression of 100% light. Now take a deep breath. And position yourself in your light body. In your light garment that is marked with the beautiful fire letters of the name of Source. Position yourself in that light body, in the light garment, in the Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel the shift in the energetics as you sit in your Merkaba vehicle, the changes in the physical body, the changes in the consciousness of your sacred heart, the changes in the soul spirit consciousness. As each one of you sit within that vehicle of light in your light body, feel the magnificent energy that emanates as you gather in your crucible of light, in your crucible with all other beings of light that are part of that crucible energetics. What a beautiful field of light we have all created at this very moment. Now take another deep breath. Be very present in the moment. Very conscious and aware.
As always, thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful seeding of the energetics for our session this evening. You always hit it right on the spot, and we appreciate you very much. Now, here's a short review of our last session. Lord Michael, as you remember, led the teaching of our previous session. He spoke to us about an important aspect of unity consciousness of our spirit level. He wanted us to fully understand that we are the producers of our life experience. From our soul level, we are the directors, and from the body level, we are the actor. We play roles in each embodiment. Sometimes there are masculine roles, sometimes there are feminine. And attached to that gender are roles such as mother, father, son, daughter, student, teacher, healer, many roles that we have played in the course of an iteration of a time sequence. We have stepped out of the old paradigm of gender separation through our crucible unity and through the element of love. We have generously been on service to the earth and humanity by unlocking the time locks and holding the light templates within our physical bodies. Lorne Michael told us that it is important for us to recognize that we are capable of holding these light templates in our body. As we carry these light templates, we are changing the body's consciousness of our third dimensional body. The body rises and up and takes on a fifth dimensional iteration in matter because matter is changing. Matter is changing because of the alterations in the electromagnetic field. Now, this happens when we unlock the time locks of the fifth, of the sixth, and seventh dimensions. The full meaning of the expansiveness of the alterations of the electromagnetic field of our bodies, as well as the electromagnetic field of Earth. We cannot be fully comprehended this yet, but we will. These two light templates create a significant step in the ascension process of raising a planet and raising humanity's consciousness as well as our own. Our Lord Michael wanted us to go back to how we can consciously play in individual roles and still stay in unity consciousness. And this new state of consciousness is facilitated through the placement of white luminous star tetrahedrons, because the white tetrahedron sits in your higher seventh chakra that are above your body. It is the unifying principle that joins the higher seven chakras and the lower seven chakras that are in the body. The unification process of the white tetrahedron changes the body's consciousness. Now, this tetrahedron facilitates us to open all channels of light within your body that are extremely transforming. When the seven chakra system in the body and the seven chakra system above the body is energetically merged, something magical occurs. This divine presence of the all that is manifests into the sacred heart consciousness of the body. The presence of the creative light energy of Source reveals a beautiful cosmic womb that holds the creative Source energy and manifests it in the body through the element of love. This alteration not only changes the body consciousness, but it changes how our soul spirit directs our creations. This womb is not gender related. It is neither masculine nor feminine. It is divine. It is the divine similitude, the energy that creates and produces. When we play gender roles in our body, we play in the present time state of consciousness. We have both the feminine and the creative aspect, and we also have the masculine expression that directs that energy to manifest in a united way. Now, when we reach a state of unity consciousness in a gendered body and honor the gendered body through the role that we came here to play, we do so from the awareness of the energized state of being. We create much more proficiently because of our unity state of consciousness. There is no polarity in the realm of Source energy. Polarity is something related to third-dimensional humans, is related to Earth. It is a way in which to create individually and a test ground for how we have created and how we change our creations. It is our sacred heart in that beautiful cosmic womb. There is no gender. There is only unity consciousness. There is no polarity of good or bad, darkness or light, because in that center, there is only pure light. Michael said that they have told us before that there was never a war in the heavens. How could that be if there is only light? If that is no polarity, there is only love. Huh? There are many reasons why we fall into this state of polarity. We have been affected by the programming that was taught to us in our environment. Wounds that we have suffered in our mental, emotional body show us good or evil, as well as many other polarities that divide the body consciousness and project separation and fear. Gender separation is a major factor in maintaining the density of third dimension. Lord Michael said that we move forward, we will be directed to concentrate more and more on this unity consciousness within the body as well as within the mental and emotional body. When we are able to move out of that division of a separated gender body consciousness, we will be able to be capable of creating within the divine androgynic state of consciousness. We will have no polarity. Now, we will live in the consciousness that honors the body by playing roles of individuality and creating many things on this earth plane. Lord Michael informed us that in the near future we will know ourselves in unity within the divine with the all that is. We will change the script that we created from, because we know that who we are as the divine being of light, that there is no division or separation. Lord Michael said we will soon have a different understanding of the element of love and its creative force. We will see clearly that it is the element of love that will lift us out of the division between the masculine and the feminine. Yet we still honor the individuality by stripping away all the polarized viewpoints that we've been taught. We will be willing to change our opinion and be willing to change any belief about gender separation. Belief, as always, opens to be changed. We always have choice. A crucible is part of our sacred heart consciousness. It is part of the cosmic womb as a collective consciousness. Our crucible has the ability to imprint the entire consciousness of humanity because we are in human bodies. Lord Michael told us that we use a body that is created in matter, that we created from the earth. Our humans, who are waking up, can relate to us. They can relate to our energy in ways that they cannot relate to beings that are not physical or human. Let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our teachers for tonight.
Greetings, beloveds. It is the Lords of Light who gather with you this evening in a quadratic configuration in the collective consciousness of Lord Michael, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. We have come in this configuration to present concepts as well as energetics of your spirit as it is merged in a state of unity with your soul. We have come to present concepts about the light body, the light garment, and the energetics that we will disperse in the advancement and usability of these vast states of being that we are now leading you into in preparation for the advancement of your soul spirit consciousness, in preparation for the upcoming Light Conference. So take a deep breath and begin to receive both the concepts and these energetic configurations that we are now dispersing into your individual fields of light through your Merkaba vehicle. Another deep breath. And welcome Archangel Uriel as he steps forward to present to you this evening from his vast state of light consciousness of the wisdom and the light of the all that is. Another deep breath. Calm, centered, and aware. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Uriel, I am honored to be presenting to you at this time. I would like to speak to you about the light body, your light body. This beautiful light body of yours is not a physical body, nor is it part of the physical body system. It is a non-physical body of consciousness that manifests when the soul spirit merges to receive the consciousness of the light body. The soul spirit uses the light body consciousness to enlighten and uplift the consciousness of matter of the physical body and its many layers and energetic systems. These teachings, these past teachings, have been designed to bring awareness to you as well as the energetics of the elevation of the soul-spirit merged state. Through the interface of the spirit, the I Am Presence, the soul begins to remember its source origination. The soul begins to remember its unity with the all that is. The light body holds the entire consciousness of its unity with the source of the all that is. There are many levels of light body consciousness that slowly manifest into the physical body to bring sovereignty within the mental-emotional body or the physical body. The mental and emotional body was greatly affected by the fall of consciousness because it was severely fractured. This fracture inhibited this part of humans to create outside the limitations of the energetic paradigm of third dimension of fear and separation consciousness. The various light body activations must occur in increments and levels so that the vast expression of the light body consciousness does not further fracture the mental emotional body by overwhelming the psychology and belief system of the mental body complex in its fallen state. So you can see why we are precisely activating certain parts of the light body step by step so that this does not occur. The light body carries an unlimited reserve of creative source light energetics that continually alters the life experience in a body of matter. Many initiations are taken to prepare the human body to receive certain levels of light body consciousness. The light body consciousness is designed to create unity consciousness and a remembrance of the soul spirit origins as it uses a human body. Once you received the first two initiations and received your light garment, you were led to explore unity consciousness, began to be seated within its complexity and seat that complexity in the mental emotional body, as well as feel and remember it at a soul spirit level. This is a massive step you took, beloveds. And you can feel that unity within your soul spirit when you sit in the quiet reflection of meditation. You also were given a valuable initiation into the beginning stages of the Yod spectrum, starting with the Yod spectrum of forgiveness. You integrated the first stage in the Yod spectrum of forgiveness, which made you capable of slowly becoming aware of your divine energetic similitude. Now we are preparing you to use many levels of these Yod spectrum light energies to feed and nourish the light body so it can expand and function in its original state. We wish to begin by clarifying some key activations that you received in the last 5 years of your time sequence. One of the first activations that took place was the activation of the total Merkaba vehicle, which Archangel Gabriel just brought into your awakened state of awareness and led you very specifically through the various steps of that activation of your personal fifth dimensional light vehicle. Archangel Gabriel led you to be in your Merkaba vehicle of light in your light body. You can still feel that in your body consciousness. I would like to talk with you this evening about the importance of that soul-spirit emergence. This is was a very important step that happened very slowly over the course of a few years of your time. Your spirit is never separated from the all that is. It is always in full consciousness of its divinity. The soul, on the other hand, was created to experience form in various dimensional sequences of your human body. But your soul contains a wisdom of many life experiences in physical form, whether it be human or non-human. When the soul and the spirit merge, the consciousness perfection of your spirit begins to direct your soul more effectively, so that you now have both the wisdom of the soul experience in a physical life, but you also have the vast consciousness and creative light of spirit that helps you create your life experience in your highest expression of your divinity and also of your soul spirit. Now take a deep breath and just let all of that information sink into your consciousness. But also be aware that you are directly being infused with vast energetic of the soul-spirit emergence. Take another deep breath and receive these energetics. The light body activation was a big part that raised your body and your soul consciousness to a refined level of expression. The two iterations of your light garment, which were marked with the sacred fire letters of the sacred name of Source, directly altered your life experience. The fire letters were imprinted within your etheric body and your light body. It's important that you realize you are required to nourish and feed your light body so it can continue to operate at its optimum. You did not know that until this moment, until I have just spoken that to you. The food that you feed it is light. The light that comes from the yod spectrum, which emanates directly from the consciousness of the all that is, the source of your being. This light spectrum is within the Merkaba vehicle of light as it operates in its complete and vast iteration. Now take that in, what I have just said to you. The light spectrum that you nourish your light body with is within the Merkaba vehicle of light. So that is why we encourage you to enter the Merkaba vehicle in your light body. And now we are asking you to consciously draw into that light body all of the yod spectrums of light that emanate from the functioning of that Merkaba vehicle at 100% light. You are required now at this stage of your ascension process to feed and nourish your light body just as you feed and nourish your physical body. You do this by daily infusions of light that are drawn from the vast levels of the Merkaba vehicle. So can you even imagine the impact that that has on all levels of your consciousness, all states of being, both physical and non-physical, as you activate the Merkaba vehicle of light? You step into your light body and enter that vehicle of light, taking in all of that undifferentiated light in many of its spectrums into the light body consciousness. It not only feeds the light body, it feeds you, your consciousness, from the level of soul spirit, and grows that consciousness so that you hold it stably within your physicality, and you draw to you more light, and you mesmerize the energetics of the physical body's consciousness to follow your consciousness into that vast expression of light. Take a deep breath and allow that to merge into your being. The light garment serves as an important garment of light. The light garment is not a physical garment, it's an energetic web of various light iterations. The light garment has within its complexity the energetics of the fire letters of the sacred name of Source. These fire letters contain a vast array of source creative energetics that continually infuse the light garment. The light garment provides a protective mechanism for the light body, so it cannot be contaminated by any fallen energy into lower dimensional frequencies, because by the light body consciousness of human choice or any outside influences that are polarized. Let me say that again. The light garment provides a protective mechanism for the light body, so it cannot be contaminated by any lower dimensional frequency that is caused by human choice or any outside influence that is polarized. The light garment provides a stable field for the light body to function in its highest divine image and similitude. The protection of the light garment provides for the light body what can be likened to your physical garment that protects the body from variations of physical temperature and weather elements. Take a deep breath. The light garment, which is infused with the divine names of Sor, provides the information that this garment belongs to the all that is, to the source of your being. This also signifies that the light body belongs to Source. The garment belongs to Source. The light body belongs to Source. It is an emanation of pure light. Every teaching, every initiation, or energetic infusion that you received every year in the sitting of the divine sessions follow a direct sequence that raises your consciousness gradually and effectively. These sessions are enhanced each time they are given. They enhance your ability to create a life experience in the full divine image and similitude of the source of your being. Now, this has been a very layered teaching session, teaching of concepts, infusion of energetics that support the concepts. So take a deep breath and allow time in the coming 2 weeks to integrate fully every aspect that we have discussed with you this evening. This will take time. It will take review. It will take practice. And to help you in this process, to fully seat these energetics in your body consciousness, we wish to take you on a little journey in your light body, in your Merkaba vehicle. I'll be very aware and alert. Command your light vehicle to activate as we prepare to be taken to the Stargate of Sirius, where you will be welcomed by Anrata and the many beautiful light beings of Sirius. As your light body and your Merkaba vehicle enters into the docking station of Sirius, be very aware of what transpires next. Take a deep breath. You are welcomed by a great angelic presence of Anrata. And you are led in your light body to a beautiful crystalline temple. This vast temple is a radiant temple of transparency. And you are invited to enter this temple of transparency, where all becomes known and nothing is hidden. Notice the beautiful light emanations, the sounds and the colors that are so vibrant. You are specifically taken in your light body to this temple of transparency so that you remember your spirit, your full consciousness of your spirit, which dwells now within the consciousness of that vast light vehicle and within your light body. This visit is invaluable to your reception of a state of consciousness that you have not had access to since you entered your physical body in this particular life. Take a deep breath. The energetics in this temple of transparency are so source-like that it uplifts your light body into another state and level of consciousness, providing a state of consciousness that will begin to resonate within your soul spirit and within your physical body in the interface that will begin to take place through your light body, vast consciousness, over the next 6 months of your time, constantly but yet gently uplifting the light body consciousness in a vast expansion, and very gently upgrading the consciousness of your physical life experience through some of the master codes that you at that soul spirit level have held for eons of time. It is in this temple of transparency that all becomes known and can be brought into a full conscious awareness through the light body into the physicality of who you are at a soul spirit level. Take a deep breath. Receive what is being given to you at this moment. You were given this opportunity at a precise alignment of the Sirius star system with the earthly realm. So it has vast implications to the earth itself as a Christed planet. The same infusions are being made within the complexity of the Christed matrix, which is in the center of the earth itself. So not only is your physicality at that human level being infused with these transparent iterations of Christ consciousness, but so too the earth receives increments in full transparency of its original purpose as a Christed planet. And these are implanted within that Christed matrix, which alters significantly the energetics of the Christed matrix, just as your physical energetics are being altered through the light body that is taking in these vast source energetics of transparency. Some of the levels of distortion, amnesia of the consciousness of your soul are being wiped away through these vast energetics of light that are given within this beautiful temple. Now, it is time to return to your light vehicle. So you are led by the entire community of the Sirian collective, and you are led back to your Merkaba vehicle, where you enter in your light body and bid farewell in great gratitude for the opportunity to receive some of the vast iterations that are within this temple of transparency. Now as you undock your vehicle of light, you begin to travel back into the earthly realms of Mother Earth and your body consciousness. Cultivate this new consciousness, this new light body awareness, often. Ask Anrata often if it is appropriate for you to revisit this temple of transparency occasionally. To help you integrate and stabilize the consciousness that was just imparted into your light body. You will be guided at certain intervals to visit this temple to help in the total assimilation of these light energies. But it will take time, and it will take meditations. It will take using this personal Merkaba vehicle of light in order for you to assimilate these vast energetics that have begun to influence you in ways that you still are unable to comprehend fully. But this is done with great purpose to prepare you for what is to follow in the various teachings and processes that will be given to you in the coming Light Conference. So now that you are very present and very aware, grounded into your Earth Star, grounded into Mother Earth, we will close this session. We are honored to have been with you this evening to impart these concepts and energetic beginnings of another activation of your light body, another infusion of light that will help you maintain unity and love consciousness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional iterations of light templates that you have retrieved. So we bid you good evening. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.